This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you're going to have to stand in front of the whole class here. And using this piece of chalk, I'm going to make you write on the chalkboard 500 times. Here's what you're going to write, okay? This is your punishment. You're going to have to write, there is no such thing as digital gold. There is no such thing as digital ammo. There is no such thing as digital ownership of anything. Okay, you got it? Write it 500 times. Maybe then you'll get it through your thick skull. All right, so that's the scenario. We're pretending that we're in a 1980s classroom or whatever, forced to remind ourselves that there really is no such thing as digital gold, digital ammo, digital ownership of anything. And the reason this is important to bring up again is because, of course, and I've done podcasts about this, you've still got the Bitcoin crowd out there saying, Bitcoin is digital gold. Now, these same people were predicting, McAfee in particular was predicting, that Bitcoin would reach $1 million by 2020. Of course, the climate lunatics also predicted that all the glaciers would be melted by 2020. There'd be nuclear wars. Cities would be underwater. Well, here we are, 2020. The glaciers are still there. Some of them are growing. The Glacier National Park has had to remove all the signs that said, this is all going to be gone by 2020. Guess what? They're not gone. You can still see them. And John McAfee, of course, predicted he would eat his own member, we'll say, on live TV if Bitcoin did not reach $1 million per coin by 2020. Now, maybe he's got till the end of 2020, so we'll give him a little leeway, but he should start warming up that fork and dressing. He's going to have a dick salad pretty soon. We'll just put it that way. But actually, he was on a podcast recently, McAfee, saying that basically he rescinds that prediction. And he says now that Bitcoin is, quote, ancient technology. So get this. So the thing that they were promoting a few years ago, now it's ancient technology. Now I guess it's obsolete. So what happened to the $1 million thing prediction? And Bitcoin's going to replace all world currencies and topple the central banks and so on. Look, the point is there's no such thing as digital gold. Even though Bitcoin was promoted as digital gold, that's a contradiction. And this podcast isn't about Bitcoin, by the way. It's just one of the examples. There's no such thing as digital anything that has real ownership, because as Steve Quayle correctly said, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. You got that? Maybe that's what we should write on the chalkboard 1,000 times. If you can't touch it, you don't own it. So all these people have this digital wallet. And in your digital wallet, you have digital gold. But wait a minute. Gold is a physical element. It's an atomic element. There's no such thing as real digital gold. Digital means it's virtual. It means it's unreal. So if you want to collect all kinds of digital gold, you can go sign up for a game like World of Warcraft online or whatever, one of these massive multiplayer online role-playing games. You can buy all kinds of digital gold in those games. You can even buy it on eBay, I think. So if you really want to collect digital gold, there are game worlds in which you can do that. And then I guess you could tell yourself that you're rich. You've got so much digital gold, it's flowing out of your digital pockets. But it's not real. None of it's real. Bitcoin is not digital gold either. Bitcoin can vanish tomorrow in one power grid failure. By the way, what's the value of Bitcoin when the power grid goes down? Zero. Okay, but I've covered that before. So let's move on to digital ammo. So now there's a company, and I think it's called Ammo Squared or something squared, that has this new idea. They're raising money for it, and somehow it's getting press. And the idea is that you would buy digital ammo. So you pay them money for ammunition. They tell you that you have ammunition in digital form, okay? So you can log in and you can see your digital ammo. Look, I've got digital 9mm. And then they say, if you want to, you can request delivery of the digital ammo, but that seems to be secondary. The idea is you're going to use a subscription purchasing plan to buy digital ammunition. that they will keep for you in their safe locations, their digital vault, all of which end up being hacked, of course, as you know. I mean, how many people got hacked and lost Bitcoin, or the Bitcoin exchanges just disappeared? People vanished with $300 million of other people's money. You know, if you are stupid enough, I'm sorry to be so blunt, but if you're stupid enough to pay somebody to claim to buy something for you so they can sit on it and they can keep it while they have a web page that tells you you own it, you're a fool. You don't own jack squat unless you can touch it. So this idea of buying digital ammo, it's insane. The whole point of buying ammo is so you can put it in your gun and use it when you need it, like when the zombies attack or whatever your scenario is, your favorite, you know, training scenario. How can you use digital ammo? You can't. Well, I guess unless you have a digital gun in a digital world and you're shooting digital criminals with your digital ammo, then I guess it makes sense. But that's just called playing a game. Real ammo is for real life. It's to physically stop somebody who is threatening your life. And believe me, if you have an AR-15, it probably runs on 5.56. It can run 55 grain ammo. It can run 62 grain ammo. It could probably even run like 75 grain ammo if you can find it. But it can't run digital ammo. I guarantee you. And there's nothing in the digital realm that the AR platform can fire that's going to stop bad guys from, you know, looting your house and raping your dog or whatever they do. I mean, people are crazy these days. I don't know what they do. But they come into your house or threaten to, you know, and they pose an imminent threat to your safety or your family or your property in places like Texas, you could shoot them. It's a felony crime that you're stopping there. And you can't do it with digital ammo. But you see, this podcast isn't even about digital ammo. It's about this idea that people have, this lunatic idea that you own things in the digital realm. I mean, the same thing is true about bank accounts. I know people who log in to their like investment account, Scott Trade or TD Waterhouse or Waterhouse Price or whatever the companies are these days. They log in and look, I've got $100,000. I'm like, really? Can you touch it? Because I know these companies go bankrupt all the time. Hedge funds go bankrupt all the time and they disappear with your money. And if you don't think that's ever happened, then you're a fool because you don't know the history of reality, I guess, because it happens all the time. Hedge funds, investment funds, even investment brokers, they shut down. Because there have been so many cases here. I mean, even Gerald Celente got taken for hundreds of thousands of dollars by the collapse of one group that was run by this guy, I forgot his name, that was actually a former senator of New York, I think. So you hand these people your money, and then what some of these people do, because they're crooks, is they take your money, and then they make bets on derivatives, you know, interest rate bets and things like that, so they can get rich quick off of your money, so they don't have to use their own capital. Yes, it's criminal, but they do it all the time. And then when the interest rates move against them, they collapse, and your money's gone. So if you turn your money over to any institution, even a bank, and you log in like, I've got this much money. No, you don't. I know. You might say, well, we're FDIC insured. FDIC is going to back up the banks. Are you sure about that? Because in a systemic collapse, the FDIC collapses because it barely has enough money to cover occasional bank failures, certainly not a wave of systemic simultaneous bank failures. And by the way, the payouts are limited. And I know some of you think, well, I own stocks of a company that's real. They make real things. It's a mining company, or it's a consumer product company, or it's a transportation company, or an oil company. Okay, that company may be real, but stocks are not real. A stock share is a claim of a share of ownership. And what's that worth when the company goes bankrupt or collapses or turns out to have suffered from massive fraud? And what about these companies? People are buying stocks. The companies don't even exist. They're shell companies from China, and they're just scams, just total con artist schemes. And people are investing in those, and they think they're real because you own a share of stock, and it's not real. They don't really exist. All their books are fake. Their financials are all faked. They don't make anything. And it's amazing to me. It was a cryptocurrency thing that collapsed in Taiwan recently. And, you know, I used to live in Taiwan, and I've got you know, relatives in Taiwan and so on. So I get a lot of news from Taiwan about what's going on there. And this may have involved China as well. I forgot the exact details. But it was some kind of an investment crypto scheme. And people were promised 10 to 30% returns per month. Not even annual. I'm talking about per month. And people in Asia, who, by the way, tend to be, there's a groupthink. I'll just put it that way. That's very strong in China, right? People just, they love to move in mobs for some reason. They're not very individual minded. That's why communism is in charge in China, by the way. But all kinds of people signed up for it and word spread. And you would also get rewards for signing up other people. You'd get like a percentage override of their percentage gains. And of course, if you know anything about finances or even just math, and you would think Asian people would know something about math, but apparently they didn't. No, that's not racist. They're good at math. That's an observation of fact, by the way, to say Asians are good at math. They should know better. But of course, it was a Ponzi scheme. And being that it was a Ponzi scheme, it collapsed. And the whole thing was just based on recruiting new people to come in and add new money to the Ponzi pyramid so they could pay out these huge returns to the previous people. But who are these people that are suckered into this? Who are these people that are thinking, yeah, it makes sense. I can get 25% per month. Must be real. Like, who thinks that? It's the most insane thing. But apparently, greed just takes over the rational mind, and people sign up for that, and then they log in, and they can see their numbers increasing, and they're like, oh my gosh, look, I'm making 20% or 30. So see, they made the same mistake that the Bitcoin people are making or the digital ammo people are making. They log into a web page, and they think the web page numbers are real, and they're not real. And you're an idiot if you think they are. They're not real at all. They're digital numbers. There's nothing there. And yet, I don't know if it's because people have been brought up now these days on the digital world as if everything digital is real, but everything in the real world is fake. I mean, this is how people can believe in transgenderism. Like, male biology isn't real. You can just wish it away. Make a wish. Boom, you're a female. You now have a front hole, according to the new twisted lingo of the transgender communities. They say you have a front hole. Now, no, seriously, I'm not making that up. They have all this new terminology. But they think that you can transform from a boy to a girl or a man to a woman. They think that women can be sperm donors and men can give birth because they don't believe in the real world. But if you ask them, well, what about this? What about this Ethereum cryptocurrency? You know, and they'll say, that's real. Oh, yeah, that's real, man. That's real. What about your fake friends on Facebook? No, those are real, too. Really? You sure about that? Because I think your friends are fake. I think your whole world is fake. And the only thing that's actually real that's in your pants, you're in total denial about. Because your biology is real. It's physically real. And yet you pretend it doesn't exist. So there is this big picture denial of reality, which is really the point of this podcast. Again, it's not even about Bitcoin. It's not even about digital ammo. It's about people are losing their grip on reality. And as a result, they fall for these scams and cons that involve showing you numbers on your mobile device. Like you log into a web page and it shows you, oh, here's how much money you have, or here's how much coin you have, or here's how much crypto you have. And people believe that. I mean, if that were true, why can't you just download an app called the transgender app and have a toggle switch that switches between man and woman? So today you feel like a woman, you load up the app and hit the button and it switches you to a woman. Well, the LGBT community actually believes that that could be real. Like the transgender magic app. They would not have a problem with that. They would think that that's legit, but they don't believe in real biology. So you see, we have a problem in our world right now. The problem is people have lost their grip on reality. They are living in artificial fake worlds and they are denying the real world. And this is not a roadmap to success. This is a roadmap to self-destruction, to collapse, to delusion, madness, mental illness, ending up in the loony bin, psych ward of a local hospital or something. And this is where these people are going to go. And it's all the transgender pushers who are mutilating children and celebrating, yay, cut off their penis. Now they're progressive. Really? I think you just maimed a child is actually what happened. I think you're a criminal. That's just those people are. Or chemical puberty blockers. It's chemical violence against children. You know, I mean, when I grew up Yeah, we had ice cream trucks running around the neighborhood. Ding, ding, ding. Come get your ice cream. And we were all told, watch out for the ice cream truck, guys. Some of those people are perverts. Today, they would just be called inclusive. It's like, here's your ice cream. You want to turn into a little girl? I mean, that's how insane it is now. Like the ice cream kidnapping clowns that kidnap children would now be celebrated today by the LGBT movement. Because I guess they think child trafficking is, in their view, some kind of amazing, I don't know, tolerant, inclusive thing. They're insane. But that's the world in which we live. So the bottom line here, obviously, is know the difference between what's real and what's not real. Numbers on a screen are not real. In fact, the value of a dollar is not even real. It is nothing but a faith-based social construct. And it can vanish literally overnight. And one day it will. By the way, and you'll find out and you'll go, whoa, what happened to all the value? Well, it was never there. It was all illusion. You know what's real? Dirt under your feet that you can feel the grass between your toes. That's real. Growing food is real. Having water storage is real. Having ammunition in your closet or wherever you store it, your garage, I don't care, your man cave, your woman cave, whatever, your transgender cave. How about that? The Rainbow Coalition ammo stockpile. Ammo is real. Firearms are real. Gold is real. Physical gold, the element gold. It's an element of the universe. Did you know it exists on other planets? I mean, NASA's been looking for life on other worlds for a long time, but there's been gold on other planets since the beginning of the universe, which scientists say is billions of years. So gold's been around billions of years. Many billions. What do they say? The universe is like, what do they say? 13.8. billion years old. Is that what they say? I don't know the exact number, but gold has been around since essentially the beginning. It's a little bit of a heavier element. It did take time for it to be created through fusion, nuclear fusion of exploding stars and all that stuff. But gold came into existence pretty early, and it's going to be here long after Bitcoin and even long after humanity is long gone. Gold will outlive human civilization. So if you think gold is risky, you don't know. You don't know how the universe works. Gold, silver, titanium, nickel, copper. Why do these have value? Because they're physical elements with unique properties, and they will exist long after the Earth has burned up, as our own sun expands into a fireball that consumes our entire planet 400 million years from now or whenever that happens. And there will still be gold, because gold doesn't get burned up like that. Gold, you can burn gold and you'll just melt it. It's still gold. It's just a melted piece of gold now. You can't set gold on fire. The only way you can change gold is through nuclear fusion or fission. Really, that's it. That's about it. So know the difference between what's real and what's not real, and understand that reality, the more you're aligned with it, the better you will do, because you live in reality. I mean, you live, whether you like it or not, you live in a physical world. And if you deny it, that's just going to work against you. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm trying to be a little bit entertaining, a little bit blunt. But you know what? Some people just need to hear this message. It's not about being politically correct. It's about helping you navigate and survive this reality that you and I share. Don't deny it. Learn how to navigate it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at brighteon.com. That's like the word bright. EON.com, brighteon.com, or read my articles at newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product.
We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.